The official remonstrance record is kept by Monroe County Auditor Catherine Smith's office.
In order to have it count, we have to have signatures that are notarized, or you have to sign in front of me.
She says there are some caveats. For example, a landowner who owns multiple parcels in the same annexed area can only sign one petition for one parcel.
It's almost like we have seven different annexations going on. And that might confuse people, and we don't want that to happen. So we're here to help. I mean, that's our job.
There are other requirements to remonstrate. The landowner must have paid property taxes on the petition property. Signature must be of the property owner. Only one petition signature is allowed per parcel, and signatures must be dated after October 8th and on or before January 6th. Van Buren Township Trustee Rita Barrow says she's been busy helping residents who've been asking how they can fight annexation.
What I am concerned about are the individuals that are living on Social Security or disability, or individuals that have just purchased a home and raising a family and barely enough money to pay for a mortgage.
A database on the city's website estimates how much a landowner could pay in taxes in 2025 after annexation takes effect. For some, it could be hundreds or thousands more, but some properties could see a reduction. Public hearings and annexation proceedings turned ugly and sometimes heated, as residents called the proposal a power grab, too large, and taxation without representation.
Mayor Hamilton, I believe if he wanted to get his true constituents, he would have went out door to door and asked, "Would you like to be annexed?"
Barrow says her office and volunteers won't stop collecting signatures during the remonstration period.
I'm saying they're going to have a rude awakening.
Now, Smith says she has 5 days to check the validity of the petitions and then sends them to the city. The city then checks for property waivers that could exempt the petition from remonstration. Waivers are agreements property owners sign that prohibit them from challenging annexation in exchange for city services, such as water and sewer.
If I find out your property could not be in the remonstrance, I'm going to contact you either myself via phone, if you leave your phone number, or by letter so that you know your signature will not count.
But in 2019, the Indiana legislature put a 15-year cap on those waivers. That means any waiver prior to 2006 is invalid, according to state law. Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton says the law is unconstitutional and was passed after the state stopped the annexation process in 2017.
We did our part of that bargain, and we think the property owner should be now part of the city. They've been getting sewer service for years, most of them.
If enough residents petition using the 2019 law, the city could take the state and Governor Eric Holcomb back to court challenging those expired waivers. The city has identified 3,200 parcels that would be subject to those waivers. That's about half of the total number of parcels up for annexation. A public records request from the city's legal department identifies more than 1,200 waivers that could end up being in question. Smith says she must follow that 2019 law.
Everyone's going to be saying, "Kathy, can you move a little faster? Can you move a little faster?" But the most important thing is I do it correct, every I dotted, every T crossed, 90 degrees on those T's, and that in the end, people are happy and the answer is accurate.
Smith says she could have the remonstration results as early as the end of January. For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.